T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's my understanding, based on those conversations, that all of our ventilators are being used right now in the hospitals. There is not a single person who's going to have a ventilator taken away in Erie County to send downstate. We are all in this together, but someone's life downstate is no different than the life up here. We're going to work very hard to protect life in our hospitals, whether it's downstate or upstate, but our ventilators are not going to be taken away from the use up here to go downstate. I think the governor noted that there's been an increase in use in hospitalization and ICU in the Buffalo area, so he is aware of this. I know his staff is aware of this. There may be other places in New York State where they don't have the outbreak or the hospitalizations to the same degree we do here, but we need our ventilators, and they're not going anywhere. It's as simple as that. Erie County, there was a question that came in earlier. Actually, a lot of questions came in. What's in our strategic ventilator stockpile for the county? And the answer is we don't have a strategic stockpile of ventilators. We never have had. We do have PPEs that are used by Erie County, and we share those with others as we get more from the healthcare field. But Erie County does not have a ventilator. Erie County Medical Center Corporation is a separate entity today. It has been since 2004. It is not part of Erie County government. It is a separate hospital organization run by its own board with its own leadership. As I said, Tom Petroski is the president and CEO. I talked to Tom earlier today, and based on the conversations I had with the leadership of the hospitals, I believe that ventilators are currently in use and in patients' rooms, and we are not going to see ventilators that are being used here in Erie County be shipped elsewhere. There's not a single person who's going to have a ventilator taken off of them just so it could be used elsewhere.
Regarding ventilators, if someone in Erie County that has coronavirus no longer needs a ventilator, whether they die or they are recovered from coronavirus to a point, it would free one up, albeit temporarily. Would the National Guard be able to take the ventilator to New York City under the governor's executive order that you're aware of?
I believe all ventilators are in use currently. I mean, it's possible that a ventilator could be removed, but there's other people who need the ventilators here. It's not like there's no people that are needing it. There are needs in each of the hospital units, including those that have multiple locations, like Kaleida Health has Buffalo General, has Children's. It also has Millard Fillmore Suburban. ECMC only has the one location, but Catholic Health, of course, has multiple locations. And my understanding is if they have a need at St. Joe's, because it's now the COVID-19 hospital, and they have an extra ventilator or two at Buffalo Mercy, they'd move that from Buffalo Mercy to St. Joe's because the need's in the community.
While none of the people who are currently on ventilators, they're not getting their ventilators taken away to be moved downstate, what about the ventilators that are being unused among the hospitals in Erie County? Will those or have those already been sent downstate?
No, they haven't been sent downstate. In my understanding, ventilators are in hospital rooms for patients right now. And I expressed to the governor's staff, I've not talked to the governor about it, though I'm pretty certain he's hearing it from across New York State, because county executives, state assembly persons, as well as senators, other county officials have all said the same thing. We need our materials for here. My understanding is the Javits Center, which was to be opened, is if it has opened, it's only like one or two, and they still have ventilators available in New York City. It's not like they've used up every ventilator in New York City. I know the governor is very concerned about what could be the exponential growth in New York City over the next 3 to 4 weeks as they get closer to their peak. We're not going to, I don't see or foresee any way in which a ventilator is going to leave a hospital here when we're using them. If they were just sitting
what
there doing nothing,
that
well, that's the thing, is they're being moved from patient to patient. Why would you take a ventilator away? Let's say a patient no longer needs it, but another one does. Why would you take that and put it on a truck so it could get driven 8 to 10 hours to New York City when you have another patient down the hall who can use it? It makes no sense. Perhaps there's a stockload of ventilators in the Albany area that the governor's aware of, and that's why he said that. But it's not like there's a stockpile of ventilators in Western New York that is going to be unused or is not being used at this point, because we have a legitimate COVID-19 outbreak here. And we see increases in the hospitalization, the ICU, and the airway assisted numbers. They've gone up every day. They have not gone down. And I am concerned about that. We have not seen incredible growth, which is what we're all happy about. We're very happy about that. We're not seeing doubling of those numbers on a daily basis, because that would be really bad. We have, in my understanding, over 1,000 general hospital beds still available for the general population. And I think there's a little over 200 ICU beds that are still available among all ICU beds in Erie County. More and more of these ICU beds that are available are being used by individuals who are COVID-19 positive. It's not just the individual who had major surgery or the individual who was in a car crash. Thankfully, we've actually seen reductions in car crashes because not as many people are on the road. The governor has a lot of power. By the statute that was passed by the Assembly and the Senate about a month ago, the governor has extreme powers, to the point where he signed an executive order prohibiting any other executive to pass an executive order in New York State that affects the public without the approval of the New York State Department of Health and the governor's office. I just don't see any logical way that they're going to be coming here and taking ventilators when we're using them. And there's going to be continued need.
Very good. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.